another sports presentation right here on CorporateCoverageRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
All right, welcome back here to Community Park. I'm Dave Kalb, joined by Neil Spencer here. And we're also joined by Coach Tony Greasy. Tony, you had one heck of a ball game last night. I saw a little bit on Twitter, and looked like a pretty exciting ending. So tell us a little bit about what happened last night.
Well, we had, with all that rain last week, we had pretty much put a whole week worth of tournaments in 3 days. So we played four games in 3 days, which is tough on pitching.
Yeah.
So we played two last night, semifinals, and did pretty good on that one. It was 15-2, and then in the next game we got was trailing 4-2 going in the top of six. They scored, tallied three in the top to make it 7-2, and bombed the order, pulled it through, went around the order, and scored six, one by one.
Oh, my out. Goodness, what an exciting
That's
ball game.
That's awesome. So what level is this? What tournament was this?
This is Major League. It's step below Pony League.
Okay. Below Pony League.
So half these guys will be playing Pony League next year.
Right, right.
That's great.
So these are third and fourth graders, correct? Or fifth graders?
Fifth and sixth.
Fifth and sixth graders.
Yep.
Okay, very good. All right. Well, you got a couple of the guys here on the team. We'll talk to a couple of them. Anybody want to get on the radio?
Somebody come grab the...
Yeah, come over here and sit by me. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you a little bit, and you can tell us who you are. And...
Yeah, go ahead and have a seat there.
There you go. Sit down there, you big fella.
There we go.
All right, we're joined here. Coach, who's this ball player for you?
That's Caden Greasy.
Oh, my goodness. He's one of your favorites, I bet.
Yeah. He might get the most of my mouth.
Yeah, probably.
So tell us, what position do you play, young man?
Usually shortstop.
Play pitcher. Shortstop and a pitcher? Very yeah. good. Now, you got an older brother that's playing varsity baseball, don't you?
Yep.
You get up to watch him play some, too?
Yep.
Yep, he's doing a heck of a job this year. Well, it's good to be on a championship team last night. It had to be a lot of fun, didn't it?
Yeah.
Was you pretty excited?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you get a hit or two?
Yeah.
Did you? Well, it was pretty hot out there playing, though, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to play again tonight, or are you done?
Nope, we're done.
You're done. Okay, very good. You got any more tournaments coming up?
Yeah, we got two.
Two more tournaments to go. Is there any of them here, or where you got to go?
I think Ansonia, and I can't remember the other one.
You got Ansonia, Coach? Who else you got to go to?
Minster.
You got to play a big one at Minster. Minster's got a heck of a setup over there at their park, too. Well, I'll tell you what, it was good to have you on the radio, and we appreciate you playing baseball, and congratulations on your championship.
Yep, thanks.
All right, buddy. Who else we got here on the radio wants to talk?
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hayden Seifring.
Hayden Seifring, all right. Hayden, what position do you play?
Outfield and first base.
Outfield and first base. Did you have fun last night in the championship game?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who's your mom and dad, Hayden?
Joe and Amy.
Joe and Amy, very nice. Were they at the ball game last night?
Yeah.
Yeah? I bet they were excited. Absolutely. So, did you have a couple hits last night, too?
Yeah.
Did you? So, it was exciting to come up, and now you guys scored your runs in the bottom or in the top?
Bottom.
In the
with
bottom.
Two outs.
Wow. That had to be exciting.
Love it that way.
Yeah. Moms are pretty vocal at.
I bet they were getting pretty loud, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all good, though. Well, good. Congratulations on your championship.
Thank you.
And we wish you luck in the future, buddy.
Thanks.
Stick around here. You get to watch another good ball game, hopefully.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Who's next? All right, we got another guy with a trophy here. Who's this young man?
Austin Sechrist.
Austin Sechrist. All right, Austin. What position do you play?
I played second, pitcher, and catcher.
Second, pitcher, and catcher. All right. And what position was you playing last night during the championship game?
Mainly pitcher, and I pitched one inning and played second.
And played second. Very, very good. So did you get one of the winning runs in the last inning?
Yeah.
Did you? Good job. Which one of the guys had the championship run, the go-ahead run that won?
Mason Diller. It was a pass ball. They put a new pitcher in, and
he scored on a pass ball and a wild pitch. I'll be damned.
Had a great secondary and got right in there without a play.
Oh, nice. How cool is that? So how many hits you had last night?
I haven't had any.
Uh-oh. Well, you know why?
But you played a great field, right?
Not everybody can hit it, you know? And next time you're going to have three hits, not.
But you scored a run, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's absolutely. That's the way it works.
Anyway, you have to.
Good job.
Help them win.
Who are you rooting for in this game right here? Are you rooting for the Team Gray or Team Purple?
Gray.
Team Gray?
Got a brother or anybody on there or just some friends?
My friend's brother.
Your friend's brother. Very good. He's on that team. Very cool. All right. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. Congratulations on your big game last night.
Thank you.
And have good fun. Good fun the rest of the year.
Yep.
All right. Who's old Freckles here? I think I might know who this guy is.
Might have saw him around the high school park every once in a while.
Why don't you introduce yourself, young man?
Colson Post.
Let's see. I bet. Are you Eric's boy?
Yep.
I know that. So what's your position?
Shortstop, second, pitcher, and catcher.
Oh, man. You do it all, too, don't you?
Yep.
So big game last night. A lot of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of excitement. Absolutely. Well, it's good to have you on the show. And anything you want to talk about?
Mm-hmm. No. How'd you play? Did you get a few hits, score some runs?
Yeah.
I think that ball looked like a beach ball for him. I don't think he made an out in two games last night.
Oh, is that right? Awesome. He was getting the wood on the ball, huh?
That's awesome.
That's what we want to hear.
I believe he was at every single home high school baseball game.
See him everywhere.
And at several of the away games, so
he gets around. He's got to watch a big brother play right now.
Yep.
Well, I think they're still. When did they play their tournament game? When's Acme start their tournament?
I think it's next week.
I think tonight they might play St. Henry tonight. They play St. Henry tonight.
Yeah, they got Parkway. That's where we came
Parkway?
From.
Oh, okay. Okay. Did they play St. Henry in doubleheader?
Last night.
How'd they do there?
First game was all right. The second game,
we won't talk about that.
Yeah, well, these guys were busy with something else.
Well, these guys were winning their championship game. Where was that game at?
At
Minster. That's what I was thinking. I read it on Twitter, and that was pretty awesome. So thanks for coming on the show tonight. Good luck to you in the next couple tournaments, okay?
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Listen.
Get some more?
One more.
All right. All right. What's your name, big guy?
Briggs Overman.
Briggs, is your dad coaching this next game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought you were just his boy.
Yep.
So you have a good game last night?
Yeah,
not too bad. Pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You have mom and dad over there watching?
Yeah.
I believe that. Well, I tell you what, anytime you can score six runs in the bottom of the inning to win a championship game, that's something you'll never forget. You know that?
Did you score some runs?
Yeah, a couple.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I got you thrown out in that inning, didn't I?
Uh-oh. Coach sent you sometime. He shouldn't have, huh?
It was the sixth inning, and we tied it up, and Briggs was rounding. I got a little excited, and we got the second out, getting thrown out at home, because I was thinking winning run, and got a little antsy.
Oh, well. Hey, you don't know unless you try. I took a perfect throw, perfect catch, perfect tag, and they did it. So hats off to them. Well, I'll tell you what. It's good having you on the show. What positions do you play?
First base.
I like it. All right. So your dad is coaching for who? Team Purple or Team Gray?
Gray.
Team Gray. All right. We'll keep an eye out for your pops. Good luck to you on the rest of the year, okay?
Yep.
Got a couple tournaments left?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Be tough, buddy.
Yep. Be awesome.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Yep. How about that? Pretty awesome kids there.
Well, I tell you what. You know what? When I played Little League, and probably Tony, too, the biggest tournament was in Coldwater. And I remember I was a third grader. There was only two third graders on the traveling team. It was me and Tom Hall. And we got over to Coldwater, and we got into the championship game against Coldwater. and they put me in at third base, and I remember a couple of the older guys saying, if you screw this up. Anyhow, I was a nervous wreck, but I tagged the last guy out for the championship.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. I still have that trophy at home, boy. Yeah,
memories, ain't it?
You couldn't pull that away from me, I guarantee you that.
The boys last night, I said, you're not going to forget this.
No, never.
That's memories.
Absolutely, and it cracks me up. Kenny Ken was on that team, and he's got that picture hanging in the barbershop.
Oh, man.
For every now and then, I'll see that picture hanging on the wall, and I'll go up and look at it, and it kind of cracks me up. But,
Calby, is that in color?
It is in color, yes. Don't you think anything about that, buddy. Yes, it was in color. Probably about the first year. Well, Coach, congratulations on a big win last night, and good luck here the rest of the year. And looks like you got a couple of good kids back here on your squad.
Did you have a couple of kids that really stood out, or was it kind of everybody big team thing, or did some of them have some great games either defensively, pitching, hitting, or?
As a team win, I mean, we had 13 players. We was playing, people had 9, so the first we played against a stud pitcher at the beginning of the game. It took to the fifth inning to get to our leadoff guy the second time around.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Down 4-2. Yeah, it was a struggle, and then the whole team hit.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, at that age, if you got a young man that could really throw strikes and throw hard, makes a big difference, doesn't
it? Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you said it was the bottom of the order that kind of...
It started it. We had the bottom rally started at the top, yeah.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, that had to be a lot of fun.
Really good.
That's when your emotions are thinking, here we go, 2 outs, we need a bunch of runs, and then all things starting to click, and it just got snowballing, and next thing you know, you're a champion.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That had to be a lot of fun. Well,
other coaches, you have some. There's assistant coaches.
I had Tim Hart and Todd Seacrest. Really helped out a lot.
There you go. Yeah, you got to have.
You can't do it by yourself.
No, absolutely not. You got to have
Todd's
help.
Your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I was thinking that was right.
Yeah.
Well, very cool.
And that was the son we just talked to there.
Yeah.
That's great. These kids. I just love that they are learning the game and learning the right way to do things. At that level,
it's just your basics. You gotta learn the basics. You gotta know, what you're gonna do with the ball if it's hit to you, and because it's easy to lose track of some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And if you get it down early at an early age, it seems like it's a little more natural as you get older. And with these guys, the good coaches that we have right now, they're teaching these kids a lot of good things. So, it's great to have you on, Tony. We appreciate that. Absolutely. Congratulations on your championship.
Thanks for being awesome, and you and the kids. That's just tremendous. That's a great thing for
all I had to do is wheel my arm around. They did all the work.
You got a sore arm today.
It sounds like maybe one of those times you shouldn't have.
Yeah, well.
I like aggressive baseball.
Well, Spencer, looks like we're getting ready here for the championship game of the Major League. I'm going to go over some of the lineups. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Tony. Thank you very much.
Looks like we got Team Purple. It's going to be coached by Eric Feely. His squad's going to be Isaac Reister, Milo Feely, Scotty Leonard, Cole Lauber, Tyler Collig, Huntley Ward, Hudson McAbee, Andy Niekamp, Landon Sudoff, Brady Evers, Chase Feely, and Breaker Judy is going to be our last batter. He's supposed to show up a little bit late. That's for Team Purple. Looks like Team Purple's out there. I don't know who's going to take the field or if we're going to have the national anthem again.
Looks like we're doing the national anthem.
We're also going to go over the light gray team. That's going to be head coach Justin Overman. It's going to be leadoff is Ian McCain, followed by Cooper Overman and Hudson Overman. Carter Fortcamp, Russell Hart, Jake Meyer, Owen Greasup, Ricky Rodriguez, Aiden Bozart, and Gabe Meyer.
I'd like to welcome everybody.
Those are your lineups there for the light gray. And that's going to be the lineups for the Major League Championship here tonight at Community Park. Looks like we're going to announce
the national anthem.
Yeah, we're going to announce the players and do the national anthem, and we'll be back. First pitch.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hungry and can't decide what to eat? The Ford Recovery Dairy can help you out with our weekly specials. We feature a different special every week with a discounted price on one of our popular menu items that'll fill you up and won't break the bank. This week's special is ham and cheese, fries, and a drink for just $5. Stop by the Ford Recovery Dairy and try our weekly specials for a really good meal at lunch or supper. The Ford Recovery Dairy, home of the Double Decker.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Electric power, we take it for granted until it's on. With the Generac Whole House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
All right, Spencer, we're back here getting ready for the championship ball game here for the Major League in Fort Recovery. We got Team Purple coached by Eric Feely, and they're going to be the home team, and it's going to be Team Light Gray, which is basically obviously just their jersey colors, and they're going to be head coach is Justin Overman. I saw Peanut Overman in the old dugout, too, so the Overman boys are tag teaming here, and we're getting ready here for first pitch. This is going to be a little different. So now we've got the kids pitching to the batters. So this is this is big time right here. There goes Sean Overman walking by. He's got the big job down there at third base.
Hey, Riley, who's the pitcher? Don't know. Okay. I'm not recognizing the face yet, so.
Well, once we figure out a little bit when their batting order is here, they just kind of give us an order of who they're, you know, where they're batting. So, it's all good.
Yeah, we'll get it figured out. But they're doing well. Kids are doing well.
This game's potentially, it's hard to say. It might get over before we need the lights, but it's always cool for little guys to play underneath the lights. That's always exciting.
There are a few clouds in the sky, so we may turn them on.
Milo Feely.
Milo Feely's on the mound.
Which would be
Eric's boy.
Eric's.
Absolutely.
There are a couple of clouds up there, so I'm thinking just for the experience, I'm thinking they might turn the lights on, even if they don't necessarily need it. But we're a long half hour.
You think they're just going to turn them on just because it's cool?
Yeah.
That could be underneath the lights too.
Spend a little bit of the town's money, I guess. But sorry about that. I don't want to bust the budget, but if we're promoting kids and
we start spending too much, I'll start shooting them out.
Yeah. Well, there is a switch in there.
Just the switch.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't need to go see anything. You might get arrested.
Actually, we're going to get
a fire.
I think we get new lights on diamond number 3. We're going to have new lights put up out there, and then we've got one bank that shines kind of on that diamond, and another bank will shine on that diamond, and they can almost play all three under the lights.
The third base line, left field line, foul pole, looks like it's got a couple shining out there.
Absolutely. All right, we're ready for first pitch. This is going to be a ball one right there to Ian McCain, first batter. He is Steve and Susie's little guy. He's the leadoff guy for the Team Gray. Pitches in there, taken inside for a ball. Oh, that's a great cheer. Ian is a friend of mine. He can get a, he can rip a hit anytime or something. That's awesome.
I love it.
sevens in the dirt, ball two.
Yeah, we got some pretty good chance last year. I can't remember what any of them were, but there's some pretty neat things going on.
Looks like defensively Scotty Leonard's down there at third base. I'm pretty sure that's him. That one's outside for a ball.
Started the game off with a bait with a first pitch strike, and now he went three straight balls.
See what he's got here. That one's taken right at the eyes for a strike.
Three balls, two strikes.
Nobody out here, first batter in the championship ball game, Major League style, at Community Park in Fort Recovery. This is the pitch, and that's going to be strike three. Nice comeback right there by the Feely boy on the mound. Strikes out Mr. McCain, and that's going to be out number one. It's going to bring Cooper Overman to the plate. He's a third baseman. This is Sean and Lisa's little guy. Nice job by the catcher. Nice stop right there.
Yep, that was high and way inside over the batter's head. And he's
a great job by the catcher.
Snagged that one.
Here comes the pitch. Swung on and fouled over towards the cars.
Hey, one hop somebody's hood.
Nothing. Might be the FR vehicle.
Radio. I'm behind us.
On one count, one away here, top of the first inning. That one's in the dirt, going to be a ball.
And you mentioned Community Park. Cooper Brothers Pavilion.
Yeah.
That is some building.
Well, I tell you what, we had the dedication, the ribbon cutting on Sunday, and it was such a nice day out for it, and there was a cool breeze going through there, and had about 50 people show up for the opening, and
I wasn't able to make it. I was on call,
yeah,
so I couldn't be here. But man, I that is such
a miss right there.
Such a beautiful thing.
It really has been once we get this thing up and running, it rivals any kind of community pavilion that anybody around here has got. It's beautiful.
Yep. He hangs in there, gets a piece of that one, fouls it off. 3-2 count, one out here, top of the first inning. Cooper Overman, the batter, facing the hard throwing Milo Feely.
Team Purple won the minor league championship earlier this evening, 18-16. That's going to be a ball, and that's going to give Cooper Overman a chance to go down to first base. It's going to bring the number three hitter, Hudson Overman, to the plate. This is Justin and Jenny's guy. He's a third grader also, and he takes the first pitch and rips it past the second baseman, and that's going to be a base hit right there, and that's going to move Cooper over to second. So the Overman boys got him going on here. They're at first and second, and that's going to bring Carter Fortkamp to the plate.
He hit that hard.
Yes, he did. Took a good swing at it. This is Greg and Tanya's little guy, Carter. That's a good eye right there. Watches that first pitch go outside for a ball. One out here in the top of the first. No score. Championship ball game. Here comes the pitch. That one's inside. Chases him back a little bit. Nice stop by the catcher. No runners go. Two balls, no strikes. Got some text messages coming in. That one's popped up foul over our heads. That's my lovely wife texting. Ask me if it's hot. Yes, it is. But we're in the shade.
Yeah, we are in the shade now.
That one's going to get past the catcher, and both runners are going to advance. Three balls, no strikes. Three balls and one strike, I'm sorry. Feely the pitcher. Turns and fires. Nice pitch right there, right down the heart of the plate for a strike. Good piece of pitching right there.
Yep, looked like he was taken all the way.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Now it's 3-2. Need a good pitch right here by Feely. And it was strike three. I thought it was a strike two. Nice call by the umpire. So Carter Fortkamp goes down looking, and that's going to be out number two. Two outs so far, and both of them strikeouts for Feely.
No runs in yet.
No, did give up a couple of hits here. We got runners at first and second. That pitch is taken inside. This is Russell Hart. This is Matt and Chrissy's guy. He's a fourth grader. Number five hitter for a Team Gray. Comes the pitch. There's a strike over the plate. One ball, one strike. Two outs here, top of the first inning, no score. Bear Overman boys on second and third. That pitch is taken inside for a ball. There's a strike on the outside edge. Two balls, two strikes. Heard one of his teammates say, just let it hit you, Russell. It's easy for them to say when they're in the dugout. And,
yeah.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Swing and a miss. Got him right there. Out number three. Three strikeouts for Milo. And that's going to do it for Team Gray in the top of the first inning. No runs on a couple of hits. We go to the bottom. All zeros.
Great specials for you this summer. If it's burgers you're after, they have their best summer. Grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market has some really great specials for you this summer. If it's burgers you're after, they have their best seller, 81% lean ground chuck patties, the quarter package, for only $2.99. And for a great steak, how about their choice New York strips or ribeye steaks, trimmed and ready to go in their Ab'n'Go section for just $6.99 a pound. Get out there and get grilling with these and other great grilling deals all through the store. Ground chuck patties, quarter package for $2.99, or ribeyes or New York strips for just $6.99 all summer long at Wayne Street Market, right here in downtown Port Recovery, the best meat market around. National Night Out, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department, will be held on Sunday, July 21st at Ambassador Pool in Community Park from 5 to 8. This is a free event for all Fort Recovery area families, and children under 12 need to be accompanied by an adult. There will be a pool party along with free games and free food. Our police cruisers will be there along with the Southwest Mercer Fire Truck and the Squad 3 Ambulance. Come on up to Ambassador Pool and be part of the National Night Out on Sunday, July 21st from 5 to 8 p.m. Sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department.
All right, here we go. We're ready for the bottom of the first inning. It's going to be Carter Fortkamp on the mound for Team Gray, and he's going to face Isaac Reisner, Milo Feely, and Scott Leonard's first three batters here for Team Purple. The catcher's going to be pretty hot out there, I can tell you that.
Yep.
Looks like Justin Overman's got his pitcher warmed up. Catcher's coming out. Got his gear on. Looks like we're ready for baseball. These little guys are on four outfielders also. As they should.
Yeah, I think that's gives more kids a chance to play for one thing.
Gives them another, gives them another position and gives them a little less ground they got to cover.
Yep. Asking for two more throws here.
It's going to be wore out before he gets to the first batter.
Yep. So what's the pitcher's name, did you say?
Pitcher's Carter Fortkamp.
Carter Fortkamp.
Yeah, okay. I think that's Greg's little guy.
Yep.
Looks like we're ready to go. Isaac Reisner is going to be the leadoff guy. That's Matt and Angie's. I think we had his brother in the minor league, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Absolutely, Alex. He had three hits, scored a couple of times.
Yep, hit the ball well. See what big brother can do.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to step in there. He's a fourth grader, leading them off. Comes Carter's first pitch. That one's a strike on the outside edge.
Riley Dilworth doing the umpiring behind the plate.
And I think we got a greasy boy out there doing the bases.
Yeah, I can't think of his name. I was trying to...
That one bounces, hits the plate right there.
I think he's going to be a sophomore next year, I believe.
Does he not play baseball?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, yeah, he should be.
Cole was the one that pitched. He was a freshman this year, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No.
Or am I wrong?
Cole was a
sophomore.
Okay. I believe maybe junior. Sophomore.
That one's high and inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Isaac Reisner. Milo Feely on deck. Ooh. Tell you what, he pulled him right there. Looked like it was coming in. I don't think it broke anything at all, but he went down swinging.
Yep.
So that's going to be out number one. That's going to bring Milo Feely to the plate. One out here in the bottom. No score in this ballgame.
Pitcher against pitcher here.
Inside, yep. Brushed him back, didn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
Threw him a little high cheese. Nothing wrong with that. Saying, hey, bub. I got a good arm, too. That one bounces in front of the plate. That's going to be ball two. I'm thinking if the umpire turns his head and puts the shield up, that's a good sign it's a ball, don't you think?
Yeah. Yep.
Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Where Camp looks, fires in there. Ooh, I thought that was a strike looking outside for a ball. 3 balls, no strikes to Milo. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. That one's taken for a strike on the black on the inside edge. Nice pitch right there.
I believe he was taken all the way.
Yep.
Can kind of throw one in there and probably not going to swing at it.
Ooh, right off the face mask right there, swinging a, catches a piece of it. That's 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Well, didn't seem to phase the catcher that he got hit right in the face mask.
Was the umpire, actually.
Oh, was it?
I guess so. I think it ran off the top of his glove. Ooh, nice pitch right there by Cutter Forecamp, and Milo goes down looking. So that's 2 up, 2 down, and that's going to bring Scott Lennox to the plate.
Yeah, so he aimed 3-0, 3 balls, no strikes, and
yeah,
strikes him out.
Battled himself back, and
yep,
got that out. That was big. Big Scott Lennox steps in. Dan and Treese's, or this is, Dan and Treese's little guy. I see Big Dan standing over there.
Yep.
Swing and a miss right there. Good cut.
Going two. 2 outs.
Defense playing pretty straight away. Forecamp with the sign. He comes in, throws it one, and tries to make him chase a low one. Scotty steps back in. Got the sign.
And he hits one right back up the middle.
Nice play by the shortstop. Comes up, fires over to first base. And that's going to be 3 up, 3 down for Team Gray. Nice defense right there. Scotty with a nice hit. Enough to show for it. And we go through 1 inning complete. We're all knotted to zeros.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Ford Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Ford Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
All
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just the same. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
See, I can't hear nothing. Here we go. We're back for the top of the second inning. King Gray coming up, and it's going to be Jake Meyer. That's Ed and Treese's little guy, followed by Owen Greasup and Ricky Rodriguez. First three batters here for Justin Overman's King Gray. Great music in between innings. Is that Jonas Foote up there spinning tunes?
I'm not sure who they have up there doing it, but sound system is good and song selection is good.
Well, I'm
professionally done. I like it.
I do too. You don't like country though.
No. But the people are tapping their toes, and that's good enough.
You are. I saw you tapping your toes before.
Yeah, that's just a twitch.
We've been twitching every song. That's good stuff, isn't it, Fancy?
Yep. So, you're, how's your house building going? You getting some?
Well, we've got a massive going? We got a massive job going on over at St. Henry. We have been working on the St. Henry Bank.
Oh.
Coming up on an anniversary of 12 months.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's been a very long project, and it's one that I'm going to be proud of for forever, but it's turning out nice.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we got a little ways to go on it yet, but
is that your biggest project?
Not right now, it's not the biggest project. We got a big, No, we got a big house going up north of 29, too, that we've been working on, and it's been a battle with the weather and stuff, but,
yeah.
You know, everybody's got the same problems, so. All right, Milo Feely back on the mound. He's going to face Jake Meyer, and he gets him swinging on strike three. One up, one down, and that's going to bring Owen Greasup to the plate. This is Scott and Lisa's little third grader. Ooh, he got happy feet. That one come in down and dirty, and he jumped out of the road.
Yep.
There's one taking on the edge for a strike. One ball, one strike. Milo throwing some heat here in this championship ball game. That pitch is taking on the inside edge for a strike also. So one ball, two strikes. He looks at all three of them. That one right there looked like the best pitch of the day for him. So Owen goes down looking. Two up, two down. And this is going to bring Ricky Rodriguez. This is Juan and Danielle's. First pitch in there, swung on and missed. That one gets away from him. I think he tried to put a little spin on that one.
Yeah. Looks like a big, strong kid here. See what he can do with the bat.
Had a good cut that first spin.
Yep.
There was one right across the heart of the plate. He looked at it, and he knew he should have swung at that one.
Yep.
One ball, two strikes. Ooh, that one goes behind him. Two balls, two strikes.
Made him jump a little bit.
Ah.
We got another cheer going. I didn't understand any of
it. I can't either, but.
No doubt about it.
I know him.
I like it.
Swing and a miss right there. Got him on strike three. Three up, three down, three strikeouts for Milo Feely, and he's on a roll, folks. He takes care of Ricky Rodriguez, and we go to the bottom of the second. Still no score.
Coldwater American Legion will be hosting a poker run on Saturday, June 29th. All proceeds will benefit Mark Baker, who is battling major health issues. The poker run is not only open to motorcycles, but also to cars and party buses, so everybody can participate. Registration begins at 10 a.m. Blessing of the bikes will be at 11:45, and the first group goes out at noon. The cost is $15 for each bike and $20 for a couple. First place is $250, and second place is $100. The ride will start and end at the Coldwater Legion, with stops in Van Wert, Union City, Bern, and Ansonia. Food will be provided for all the participants, and there will be a 50-50 drawing and an auction at 6:30 with OSU football tickets, 4 tickets for a private box at a Notre Dame football game, Reds, Dragons, and a lot more. And it'll all be followed by nightfall, providing the 80s rock until 11:30. Make your plans now to get in on the Mark Baker Poker Run on Saturday, June 29th, and stay for the big party after the run. Registration starts at 10 a.m. at the Coldwater American Legion.
The weather's warm, and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt here at the Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to the vanilla. This week's flavor is peanut butter. Get it while you can, because it won't be back for a few weeks. You can also check out the Fort Recovery Dairy Facebook page to see the flavor of the week and all of our other specials. Try the yogurt flavor of the week here at the Fort Recovery Dairy, home of the Double Decker.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet.
Good luck here tonight.
We are back here.
Hi, Spencey.
Yeah, well, they
went pretty busy.
Well, they went from no batter anywhere near with a bat in his hand to within 10 seconds he's standing at the plate.
Well, this is Cole Lauber. This is Robin Kelly's little guy. He's a fourth grader leading off the bottom of the second inning, and no score here so far in this ballgame. Pitch taken on the outside is nice pitch right there by Carter Fortkamp. He's coming back in. Both pitchers showing some good control here tonight so far. You know that?
Yes.
Ooh, swung at a high one up there. That was one of them you didn't want to swing at, but it's high, and you think you can hit it.
Yep. Right there, right a little above his eyes, but
one ball, two strikes coming at him. I was taken inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. All third and fourth graders on these rosters right here. Swing and a miss right there. Got him swinging. So Cole goes down swinging for out number one. That's going to bring Tyler Collig to the plate. Tyler is a third grader. He is Doug and Brenda's little boy. A little bruised blood in him. We'll see if he's got anything to show for it, huh?
Yep. He does have the bruised face and maybe a little bit of some freckles and
definitely got a little bruised in him. But you can see the colic too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I think his face looks more colic, but his freckles and his light hair make him look a little more bruised.
Kind of check swing right there, but he followed through, and that's going to be strike two. So, no balls, two strikes. Doug probably had him working in the trenches all day.
Probably.
There's a ball right there. One ball, two strikes. ESPN chiming in. I don't think the Reds are playing tonight. Let's see what's going on here in ESPN and see what they got doing.
Women's soccer. No idea. Swinging a miss.
Get a piece of it? Nope. Swinging a miss right there. It's going to be out number two. Looks like they're just showing me that Nate Lashley is -9. He is the leader of the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Michigan. So Tyler goes down swinging. Out number two. And that's going to bring Huntley Ward to the plate. That one's popped up over towards the Spencer.
Yep.
That's heading back here towards my golf cart.
Now, as long as it hits your cart's between us and my car.
We're good.
So as long as it hits your golf cart, I'm all right.
I'm going to pick it up and throw it at your car.
Oh, I don't think I want that.
Here comes the 0-1. Takes that one for a strike.
No balls, two strikes.
Carter Fortkamp keeping these boys off the base paths.
Yep.
Three up, three down in the first inning. And three up, three down in the second inning. He takes that one as a strike. So batter goes down on that one. Well, that was Huntley Ward. I'm sorry. That was Stephen Mindy's son. I got confused there. That's three up, three down. And we're now through two complete. No score. Here in a championship game, purple against gray.
This is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Attention Mercer Health 5K Challengers. The Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts, along with the Fort Recovery Historical Society, will be hosting the St. Clair Run Saturday, July 20th, 2019. Join us as we unveil a new race route at Fort Recovery Community Park, 401 West Milligan Street. Registration begins at 7:15 a.m. with a live cannon fire start at 8 a.m. Lots of awesome door prizes are available. To register, go to goodtimesraces.com or our website, FortRecoveryFriendsOfTheArts.com, and print a registration form. Early registration ends July 14th. Any questions can be directed to FortRecoveryFriendsOfTheArts@gmail.com. We hope to see you bright and early at Community Park, July 20th at 7:15 a.m.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the third inning. Looks like we got a new pitcher on the mound. They're coming over giving us the word.
Who we got?
Well, we got Brady pitching. I bet we can find him. Brady Evers on the mound now.
Yep. Thanks, Riley.
Wraps things up for Milo. He pitched two great innings.
Yep.
So we go to the top of the third here, Spencey, and we've seen Cooper Overman and Hudson Overman both got on base.
Been
the only two base runners so far in the ball game in the first inning, and then he struck out Carter Forkamp, and he struck out Russell Hart to end the inning, and they had runners in scoring position there at second and third, and neither guy could get him in, so... That could have been a big inning. You never know in this ball game the way this is going.
Yeah, the first game, you know, there's three or four of the half innings where they scored the maximum of six runs. And this one is kind of the opposite of that. It's all pitching and defense. See how the new pitcher does here.
Yep, we got Brady Evers coming in. Brady is the, it's Alan and Kate Evers' little guy. He's a fourth grader. And Aiden Bozart's going to lead us off. That's Jessica Bozart's boy. He's a fourth grader. Braden comes in. He's all fired up. He's throwing them as hard as he can throw them, but nowhere near the plate. Two balls, no strikes. Yep. Here comes the pitch. That one's in the dirt. Ball three. Aiden Bozart to batter. He's got count in his favor. Three balls, no strikes. There's a strike right across the heart of the plate. Now he's going to settle down and throw some strikes here. Second baseman says, there you go, partner. I knew you could do it.
Well, he had him three balls, no strikes on one of the other batters, and well, he didn't. But,
he came back and
got him on strikeout. So
that was going to be high, ball four. So Aiden goes down to first base, leadoff walk, and that's going to bring the number 10 hitter, Gabe Meyer, to the plate. Gabe's a fourth grader. He is Ed and Teresa's little boy.
Fire, Gabe! Fire, Gabe! Fire, Gabe! Fire! Get the chant going again.
Yeah, they're fired up. That pitch is high and over the head, and Bozarth's going to take off and head down to second base.
Yep. But he's trying to get something going here for him.
Yep. Well, this young man's got to settle down and not worry about throwing as hard as he can, just get her across the plate, and I think he's going to figure it out. No. 98 degrees here at the ball orchard. There's a strike right at the eyes.
Yeah, since we lost our breeze, it is a little
he's buggy.
Yep.
There's a swing and a miss right there. One ball, two strikes. Runner at second. Bozarth down there, reached on a walk, and then reached over to second, got to second on a pass ball. We're in the top of the third inning. No score here in Fort Recovery. That one's high, and it gets over the head of the catcher, and that's going to bring the runner over to third.
Nobody out.
So Avery's going to have to settle things down here a little bit. And now he's got to go ahead and run at third base, and he's got to get it in the catcher's mitt here. Two balls, two strikes to Gabe Meyer. That pitch right there is taken on the outside edge for a strike, and Gabe's going to go down looking. So now we got one out here in the top of the third, and we roll back to the top with Ian McCain.
It goes to the screen, but I don't think that they can steal home.
I'd say they can't.
I don't believe they can steal home. I don't think he'd have made it anyway, but...
Well, you got to go to the next level, I think, before he can do that.
Yep.
So. Swing and a miss. Hard swing right there by him.
That was a swing. He was going to hit that one, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Ooh,
that was a nice swing. Just didn't connect.
One ball, one strike, and one out here in the top of the third. Swing and a miss right there on that one.
It's only a high one there, but yeah, still.
Coach is down there saying, hey, throw over your eyes. Don't be swinging at them. Those are balls, buddy. At that age, those are hard to lay off.
Yes.
Here comes the one ball, two strike. That one's high and over the catcher's head. To Ian McCain. He goes down for the second time in the ballgame. And that's going to bring Cooper Overman to the plate. Sean's little guy. He reached the first inning. Two outs, runner at third. The pitch is taking a smidgey high. Comes the 1-0. That's behind him for a ball.
Little inside.
Just a bit inside. Got sweat running in my ears from these headphones.
Yep.
Little game, I dump water in them. Where you want me not to?
I'd rather you didn't. You can dump your sweat out. My head's sweating.
Yeah. As we get older, the hair grows more in my ears than it does on my head. Here comes the two ball, one strike pitch. That one's inside for ball three. Cooper now's got the advantage here at 3-1. Takes a good cut at that one, and he misses. Goes off the catcher's chest pad, off his knee pad, off his shin guard, right back. Full count, payoff pitch, two outs. That one's going to be ball four. So now we got runners at first and third, and that's going to bring Hudson over plate. Cooper, time of the night. Hudson comes to the plate. He reached in the first inning also. Ooh, that one's behind him. The runner's going to advance over to second. So now we got runners at second and third, Spencey.
Yep.
Both of them in scoring position, and Braden's got to settle down here and throw strikes. He's got his
Wild thing going here again.
Yeah, and I think this is a pretty good hitter here. He was on the first inning.
When he takes a hard rip at, pops it up and files it back towards the silver man and up and over it.
One ball, one strike.
Carter Fortkamp on deck here for the Team Gray.
Two outs and two on.
That one's high and inside. Ball two.
We're still here at 0-0 in the third inning.
We got a battle.
Yep.
Both guys on, reached on walks. That one swung on and popped up back in the crowd. And it hits the pavement and it goes all the way to some broke. Now we got two balls, two strikes. You got to protect the plate. Pops down there at first base, coaching him. Swing and a miss. Got him right there on a high tease. He goes down swinging. So they reach a couple guys on, but short. And we're through two and a half. Still 0-0.
The National Night by the Fort Recovery Police Department will be held on Sunday, July 21st at Ambassador Pool in Community Park from 5 to 8. This is a free event for all Fort Recovery area families and children under to be accompanied by an adult. Be a pool party along with free games and free food. Our police cruisers will be there along with the Southwest Mercer fire truck and the Squad 3 ambulance. Come on up to Ambassador Pool and be part of the National Night Out on Sunday, July 21st from 5 to 8 p.m. sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Stacey Faller, member of the Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts. Stop down and see us this Sunday, June 30th at 7 p.m. for our area talent night. Come join us as we showcase local musicians and performers. For more information, please visit our website at FortRecoveryFriendsOfTheArts.com or find us on Facebook.
We're back here. I thought I had another message playing, but apparently we did not. Well, I thought I had another message, but we didn't get that. So sorry about the squeal you got there. A little
we'll make up for it with humor.
Yep, but,
you ain't jokes.
I'm funniest thing I know is looking in the mirror and seeing my own
start giggling.
No,
just look in there and say, "Who is that?" and start giggling. That's Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, he had some pretty good jokes.
Rodney, oh man.
His presentation was pretty good.
What a dude.
Yep. Funny, funny.
Yeah, very classic.
Even when he didn't say anything funny, he was funny.
Just because of the way he acted.
Yeah. Just something else.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the third inning. Going to be Hudson Maccabee, Andy Niekamp, and Landon Sudoff. First three batters here for Team Purple. The home team, Eric Feely's team, facing a tough, great team. See here.
0-0. 2.5 innings.
That's not Carter Fortkamp on the mound. Now we need to find out who that young man is.
Yeah. I think that is Big Ed Meyer's son, I believe.
Ooh, that could be.
I believe it is.
That could be Gabe Meyer.
Yep. He had one that I think he's first batter, second batter, maybe for him.
He was second batter.
Yep.
So, all right. So Gabe Meyer on the mound.
Pretty sure that's who it is.
I think you're right. He throws the first pitch in there for a strike.
We got three or four of them with the black pants, and he's one of them, but I'm pretty sure that's
good. Second starters in this. Gabe Meyer taking over. He throws the first two pitches right down the middle of the plate for a strike. That was taking a bit outside right there. Hudson Maccabee. This is Todd and Angie's little boy. He's a fourth grader. Finds himself in a hole. One
two strikes.
Ooh, nice pitch right there. Swing and miss, little. Now we go to Andy Niekamp, and this is Brenton Kim's. Niekamp's little guy.
Yep.
He's a third grader. That pitch is taken outside for a ball. Andy getting coached down there by Coach Eric. Swung at that one for a strike. One ball, one strike. One out here, bottom of the third inning, still knotted at zeros. Defensive game right there. These kids are, anything that actually is hit, it's fielded and thrown out. A lot of strikeouts. Ooh, that pitch was right down the heart of the plate for a strike. Ball two strikes now. Gabe Meyer coming in throwing nothing but strikes, man. Strike three, he knew it.
Yep.
So, and that's going to bring Landon Sudoff to the left plate. Fourth grader. First pitch he steps into and holds off, and it's going to be taken for a strike. Down the heart of the plate, folks. Nice job by Gabe Meyer. Three up, three down. All strikeouts, and we're through three complete. And we're still scoreless, heading to the top of the...
Our reading program at the library is going on now through July 17th. This year's theme is A Universe of Stories, and along with the reading program, there are lots of programs for the kids to enjoy that will be presented throughout the summer. Check their website for all their summer reading programs events at fortrecoverylibrary.org. A Universe of Stories, this summer's reading program, going on at your library now through July 17th.
The weather's warm, and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt here at the Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to the vanilla. This week's flavor is peanut butter. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. You can also check out the Fort Recovery Dairy Facebook page to see the flavor of the week and all of our other specials. Try the yogurt flavor of the week here at the Fort Recovery Dairy, home of the Double Decker.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market has some really great specials for you this summer. If it's burgers you're after, they have their best seller, 81% lean ground chuck patties, 4-to-1 package, for only $2.99. And for a great steak, how about their choice New York strips or ribeye steaks, trimmed and ready to go in their grab-and-go section for just $6.99 a pound. Get out there and get grilling with these and other great grilling deals all through the store. Ground chuck patties, 4-to-1 package for $2.99, or ribeyes or New York strips for just $6.99 all summer long at Wayne Street Market, right here in downtown Fort Recovery, the best meat market around.
I grabbed a couple of those steaks last week, grilled them, and, pretty darn good.
I like your steaks. You like them about medium?
No, they need to be well done.
Is that right? You like to dry them out?
I tried to dry, just done.
And they were mouth-watering.
They were perfect. They were really good.
Really good. All right, we're getting ready here for the top of the fourth inning. Looks like Brady Evers is back out there. He's going to pitch the fourth inning here for Team Purple. Still knotted at zeros, and he's going to face Carter Fortkamp, leadoff man. First two pitches in there, both outside. Two balls, no strikes. Hard on deck here for the gray team. That was a nice bit there, but he had strike one.
Yep. Get a few more of those, get himself on track. And
0-0.
What a ball game. Three full innings. I think we've had four, maybe five base runners.
Not many. That pitch is taken high and outside for a ball. 3-0 is the count.
3-1.
3-1.
Yeah, he just didn't have a strike up there until just now.
Beautiful night here now. We have the lights on here at the ball field. Ooh, that pitch was nice right at his knees for a strike.
Get out of this hole!
Brady finds himself getting in trouble almost on every batter, but somehow he battles back.
Yep.
Bounce 3-2 pitch. Go throw another one across the plate here, Brady. Don't give him any freebies, buddy. And that's a freebie high and over the catcher's head. So Carter gets down to first base. Fifth base runner for the Gray team. And that's going to bring Russell Hart to the plate. Russell, I believe, struck out his first time up. That was taken high for a ball. That one's going to be getting past the catcher. And Fulcamp's going to advance over to second base. And now he's going to take off and go to third. And he's in there. How about that? He rounded second, and the catcher didn't get it back in time, and he decided to take advantage of it. And I think maybe that was the coaching that said, hey, if we get a pass ball, if you think you can make the third, go for it. He rounded hard and decided to take a chance, and it was a back-to-back, but he was in there. Now that pitch is high over his head. So three balls, no strikes here.
Now the catcher had a pretty good throw down there.
Yeah, he did.
Just got a length.
Scotty Cobb put the tap on the third base with Russell with a chance to drive him in. That's going to be ball four. So two batters, two. And that's going to bring Jake Meyer to the plate. So we got twins. How did I not figure that out before?
Oh.
Jake and Gabe are twins, fourth graders, both Big Ed and Teresa's.
Yep, I figured one was like an older brother.
Yeah.
One was fourth, one was third. I didn't even look to see what grade they're in.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool. Isn't it?
Yep.
So now that ball gets past the catcher. Runner advances over to second. So with nobody out, Team Gray got a chance here to bust this game open. Let's take an eye for a ball. Brady got to find some control here. Struggling with his ball. Two balls, no strikes. That one's behind the batter. 3-0.
He was getting out of the trouble last inning, but this inning
he's struggling a bit.
Yeah.
Needs a strike. Allen's in the dirt and bounces. That's going to be three batters and three straight walks. And looks like Coach Feely going to come out and talk to his young right-hander. So Fulcamp, Hart, and Meyer, all three walk, and that's going to bring Owen Greasup to the plate. Coach Eric going to go out and talk to Brady and see what he's thinking. And going to go out there and say, hey, follow through. You're just kind of letting it go too early. You're going to step into that bad boy and follow through.
Thank you. Gave him a nice little pep talk.
Yep.
Second baseman, third baseman, both give him a pat on the shoulder, say, let's go get her.
You got it.
You got this.
All right. Now, we got no room for another walk. We got bases are juiced and nobody out. That first pitch in there to Owen is a ball high over his hip. One ball, no strikes. That one's a ball outside. So he's thrown 14 balls and two strikes so far this inning. That's not a good combination.
No. And some of them have been quite a bit out of the strike zone. There's enough of them that have been pretty close.
But he's struggling here with his control. Get her back here, young man. There he gets a strike right there across the chin. Two balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch. That's strike two. Same pitch. Now it's 2-2. As soon as I give him a little bit of, give him a hard time, he starts throwing strikes, didn't he?
Yep.
2-2. That one's going to be high and inside for ball three.
Nobody out. Bases
full. Three balls, two strikes.
Count to slow.
Something's got to give. Bases are loaded. Top of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be high, and that's going to be ball four. So, Owen, fourth guy to walk this inning, and we have a run in the ball game. First run of the game. Carter Forkamp comes across the plate. Top of the fourth. Everybody moves up, and we still have nobody out. First pitch taken high to Ricky Rodriguez. The ball got away from him when they threw it back, and then they threw it again, and it got away again. So
kind of throwing around a little bit.
Yep. So,
but none of runners can go.
Defense is getting a little bit lazy out there. It's kind of an inning.
Yep.
That pitch is taken way outside for a ball.
Yeah, I haven't had anything hit for a while, so.
Been all walks this inning.
Yep.
Games went to a snail's pace.
Yep.
We were flying through that bad boy. That one's over the catcher's head. Three balls, no strikes. I got a feeling that Eric's not going to let him pitch too many more guys if he can't throw a strike. So.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what other pitchers he has. I think he has to have two more guys, one more guy pitching. And if he only has one more pitcher, that might be.
We'll see what happens.
I have to.
That one's outside, and that's going to be ball four, and that's going to walk in another run. So Russell Hart comes across the plate. And this is going to bring Aiden Bozart to the plate. Looks like coach is going to go out. And take the ball away from his pitcher. And he's going to bring in. Second baseman's coming in.
Yep, and I don't remember who that is.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yep.
Looks like we're going to let this young man warm up here a little bit. Let me see if I can find out who this pitcher is.
Want to take a quick break, or you want
to? Yeah, I think we can probably play a quick commercial. Looks like he's going to warm up. We'll find his name out.
Yep.
The Portland Golf Club will be conducting a summer youth golf camp for boys and girls entering grades 1 through 8 on July 22nd through the 24th, 2019, 9 to 10:30 a.m. each day. Cost is $25 per participant and is open to students from all local schools. T-shirts and bottled water will be provided for the participants, as well as a meal on the final day. For more information or to register, visit Portland Golf Club's website at portlandgc.com or their Facebook page, Portland Golf Club of Indiana. Or you can pick up a registration form at Carr Chiropractic or Second National Bank in Fort Recovery or at Edward Jones Financial or Portland Golf Club in Portland. Deadline to register is July 12th to receive a t-shirt. Late registrations and same-day registrations will be accepted. This youth golf camp, hosted by some great local coaches, high school players, and instructors, is sure to be a great time. So get those kids entering grades 1 through 8 signed up for the first youth golf camp held at Portland Golf Club in Portland, Indiana on July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, 2019.
Now we're back. Looks like we got Isaac Reisner going to take over for Brady Evers here on the mound. Comes in a pretty tight situation. We got bases loaded. We got nobody out. And we got Aiden Bozart's going to be the batter.
Two runs already walked in the
inning. Yeah, we've walked six guys so far this inning. Brady had control troubles and got a couple runs on the board here for the gray team. Looks like Reisner's warmed up, and I think we're ready for baseball game.
Yep. Bozart's in there, left-hander.
Fourth grader. Ooh, that pitch comes in and hits him right smack dab in the middle of the back.
Third run comes in.
That's one way to start the old pitching out. So Aiden gets on for a second time. Jake Meyer comes in and he scores. Makes it 3-0 in favor of the gray team. Gary's still rubbing the old back muscle. Now we got the number 10 hitter, Gabe Meyer, stepping in at the plate. There's a nice pitch right there for a strike.
Hey, don't be scared, Gabe. Swing that bat.
Here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss right there by Gabe. 3 runs across so far here in the top of the 4th inning. 3-0 ball game. Gray leading the purple. 2 runs scored on walks. 1 guy scored on a hit batsman. 2, and there's strike 3 right there. So Gabe goes down. Kane, their leadoff guy. 1 out, bases loaded. Nice pitch right there for a strike. Comes the 0-1. Swung on and hit out towards right field, and the right fielder makes an unbelievable catch, and he's going to pick off the guy at first base.
That
was a double play, my friend.
Yep, I believe that ends in.
A diving catch by the right fielder out there. He comes up. The runner had taken off and was heading towards second. He comes up and fires over to first base and gets a double play. How about that? But in the inning, they pick up 3 runs on a bunch of walks. Gray leads purple 3-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The summer reading program at the library is going on now through July 17th. This year's theme is A Universe of Stories, and along with the reading program, there are lots of programs for the kids to enjoy that will be presented throughout the summer. Check their website for all their summer reading program events at fortrecoverylibrary.org. A Universe of Stories, this summer's reading program going on at your...
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the 4th inning. Purple's got to get on the scoreboard here. They trail 3-0. We have to make an apology here. Spencey, we had the wrong Meyer pitching. We got Big Jake on the mound instead of Gabe.
Yep.
You were in the right. Yeah, right church.
Yep. I was pretty sure it was one of Ed's.
We're in the bottom of the 4th.
Yep.
So Big Jake on the mound. He's the young man that struck out the side that last inning. Big Ed come over. He said, "We got a listener. His sister's listening. I don't know where he was."
He said Michigan.
Michigan. And,
yep.
And
thanks for
absolutely. Thanks for tuning in. It's awesome.
Yep, we love you tuning in. We're glad you're helping us out. Our problem is this age. They don't have numbers.
We don't have numbers, and they all look the same.
Yeah, they're all just neat little kids, and they are fun.
It's all good.
We did get that it was one of the twins. We got that part right.
Well, it took me 2 hangs to figure that out.
Yeah.
Now that's how slow I am.
I still wouldn't have figured it out unless you just said it, or until you said it.
That's awesome. Still got a huge crowd down the right field line. We got probably 2 deep down the right field line, and people are starting to cruise back over on the left field, or the left field line. Yep. The sun's down, and lights are on, and... Beautiful night for baseball, folks. Championship ball game, Major League style here in Fort Recovery Community Park.
Yeah, the purple team won the minor league.
Yep.
Over the dark gray.
Well, Brady Evers is going to be our first batter. Followed by Chase Feely. That ball hits the plate. Two balls, no strikes. Here we go. Two balls, no strikes. That was taken a little high for a ball. Now, this is Chase Feely. Somewhere along the line, one guy didn't show up or something.
Yeah, because we had something there. That is Chase. I was going to say, I was pretty sure that wasn't Brady.
That's ball four.
Chase, yep. So now we're back to the top of Isaac.
Well, that shouldn't be Breaker Judy then.
Well, Breaker, I don't think, has made it yet.
Oh, you don't think he's there? Okay. Yeah.
They were kind of stuck in Columbus. Got late start trying to get back.
They weren't
sure when they were going to get back, but it would be after the beginning of this game.
I follow you.
Yep.
Swing and a miss right there. One ball, one strike. Isaac struck out in the first inning. That one gets in the dirt. Runner going to take off. Chase is going to head down to second base, and he does. Reaches safe. So the leadoff man, Isaac Feely. Or Isaac Reister, I'm sorry. Followed by Milo Feely. With a chance to drive in, Purple's first run. They trail by three. There's a ground ball. It's going to go right down the line, and it's going to be fielded foul by the first baseman. Hear the beeping?
Yeah.
The horn.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice pitch right there by Jake Meyer for strike three. So Isaac goes down looking for out number one, and that's going to bring Milo Feely to the plate. Milo made it out first inning. Takes a nice cut at that one. Yes, comes up empty.
3-0, bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, need a big hit right here. See if they can drive in a run. That one's in the dirt. That's going to move the runner over to third base.
Light gray leading and purple team batting.
Got purple Indians and we got gray Indians.
Yep.
The pitch is taken outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike, one out here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Purple trails by 3-0. Gray scored three in the top of the fourth inning on a bunch of balls and one hit batter.
Yep.
Check swing right there. That's high. Three balls and a strike. Swing and a miss right there. Three balls, two strikes now.
First run for the purple team. First potential run standing at third base.
Away. Gets a swing at that one. Takes a piece of it. Fouls it back to the screen. Good hustle by the catcher. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Taken for strike three. Milo goes down looking. Jake gets another strikeout. That's five strikeouts so far for Jake Meyer, having a heck of a ball game here.
Yep.
Well, Gabe had three of them the first time together.
That's who we said it was.
Yeah, well. Gabe's like, hey, I'll take the three Ks. Put them on my stats, boys. Big Sky Lennox is batter now.
Two out.
That one off his ankle.
Yeah, got a run there. They don't want to leave sitting at third base, but
swing and a miss right there.
The ball's two strikes to Scott.
Big day standing out in left center field. Think this guy's going to hit one to him.
Well, it's possible. If he does hit one to him, it'd be a home run.
That one's in the dirt for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, bottom of the fourth inning. Chase Feely down at third. He's wanting to get in here and score. That one's in the dirt. I hit him in the foot. I think he jumped over it.
I think he skipped
the blue.
Yep.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuce is wild.
Deuce is wild.
Major League Championship. Community Park, Fort Recovery, lights are on. There's a ground ball foul down the first baseline. Nice field by Eric Feely. Harold Feely could never make that play at first base.
No. No. Well, he wouldn't even try. He'd cover his head up and hope he didn't get hit.
Just get in the fetal position, wouldn't he?
Yep. Yep.
Boom. And called three strike right there, and he goes down looking. So he strikes out the side of the heck of a job on that pitcher's mound. He gets Scotty to look at that one. And that's going to be strike three, and we're 3-4 complete. Purple Trails, 3-0.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off the Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
National Night Out, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department, will be held on Sunday, July 21st at Ambassador Pool in Community Park from 5 to 8. This is a free event for all Fort Recovery area families, and children under 12 need to be accompanied by an adult. There will be a pool party along with free games and free food. Our police cruisers will be there along with the Southwest Mercer Fire Truck and the Squad 3 Ambulance. Come on up to Ambassador Pool and be part of the National Night Out on Sunday, July 21st from 5 to 8 p.m. Sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department.
Attention Mercer Health 5K Challengers. The Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts, along with Recovery History, will be hosting the St. Clair Run Saturday, July 20th, 2019. Join us as we unveil a new race route at Fort Recovery Community Park, 401 West Milligan Street. Registration begins at 7:15 a.m. with a live cannon fire start at 8 a.m. Lots of awesome door prizes are available. To register, go to goodtimesraces.com or our website, FortRecoveryFriendsOfTheArts.com, and print a registration form. Early registration ends July 14th. Any questions can be directed to FortRecoveryFriendsOfTheArts@gmail.com. We hope to see you bright and early at Community Park, July 20th at 7:15 a.m.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone System, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888. 58.
All right, Spitzy, we're back here for the top of the fifth inning. Gray coming up here, trying to extend their lead. They're up 3-0 here over Team Purple. It's going to be Cooper Overman, Hudson Overman, and Carter Forkamp. First three batters here for the Gray squad. They're going to face the hard throwing Isaac Reisner.
He kind of came in and put out the fire.
Did a great job, too.
Yeah.
Came in, hit that first guy.
Yep.
Gave him one run. That was it. Not even his run.
Nope.
hey, there's a ground ball. It's going to go to the shortstop. He's going to come up, and he's going to fire over to first. That's not going to be in time. So Cooper Overman on base for the third time in this ball game. And that's going to bring his cousin, Hudson Overman, to the plate.
Yep.
Hudson reached base in the first inning. The ball gets past the catcher, and Cooper heads down to second base on the passed ball. Purple definitely going to keep him off the old plate this inning.
Yep.
That one's outside. One ball, one strike.
With runs at a premium, he can't give him any more.
That one's inside. Gets past the catcher again, and that's going to let Cooper advance to third. So now Hudson with a chance to drive in the fourth run of the game here for the Gray Squad. Takes a wicked cut, and it's going to be top foul down the third base line. Two balls, two strikes. There's a ground ball over to the shortstop. Shortstop's going to scoop it up. He's going to fire over to first. It's not going to be in time. And Cooper Overman's going to come in to score to make it a 4-0 ball game. Ball squirts away from the first baseman, and Hudson takes off and flies down to second base and slides in there in a bang-bang play, and he's safe. So now Carter Fortkamp's got a chance here. That one gets away from the catcher, and Hudson's going to go down to third. Still nobody out. Isaac's making his catcher work here tonight.
Yep. Umpire will go retrieve the ball and get it to him.
Gets a little sloppy out there in the old infield.
Yeah.
There's a strike right there. Two balls and a strike now to Carter Fortkamp. Carter started a big rally in the last inning. He led off the inning with a walk, come around the score of the game's first run. Nice pitch right there.
Yep.
Two balls, two strikes now to Carter Fortkamp. Here comes a 2-2. That one's taken outside for a ball. Three balls and two strikes now. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. How are you, little bud? What's your name? What's your last name? You think Overman. He thinks Overman. That one's fouled right up there at the old press box off the roof.
I bet that had him ducking.
Mm-hmm. How's the popcorn? Good. All right. And the lollipop? Good, too. You're in biz. There's a hard hit ball down the and that's going to be in there for fair ball, and he's going to take off and head for second. The heck with second. He's going to take off and go to third, and he's going to have a stand-up triple here, and that's going to drive in Hudson Overman. Make it a 5-0 ball game, and Carter Fortkamp with a triple down the right field line.
That was right on the line.
That baby was perfect. Going all the way down near to the fence out there. That brings Russell Hart to the plate. You can have a seat. We got a new guy in the booth.
Yep.
You want to talk a little bit?
No. Okay.
Here's my state is only popping the popcorn.
Yeah. I was hoping to make him get a little busy with the talking, and I'd steal his lollipop and the popcorn.
Here, put that on. Then he can hear us. There. Can you hear us? All right. Now we got a young man in the booth, and what did you say your name was?
Sawyer?
And you think Overman?
Pretty sure.
Sawyer, you think Overman?
Yeah, I think it is Overman.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay. So what grade are you in?
I'm in kindergarten.
Kindergarten?
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Is that your dad down there in third base?
Is that your uncle?
Or is that your uncle?
In the yellow shirt?
In the yellow shirt, yeah.
Dad.
That's your dad? Okay. Well, you make sure you wave at him when he comes by, okay? Tell him you're on the radio. Nothing ball game. Top of the fifth inning. One out. One strike. And that one's a fly ball. Up the right fielder. And it's off the heel of his glove. And this young man's going to come in and score. So Carter Forkamp comes in. He scores the second time here in the inning. And that was Jake Meyer right there with that. And now we got Owen Grease up the plate. Oh, gets chased back there on an inside pitch.
Yep.
Runner advances over to second on the bobbled ball by the catcher. Now he's going to head over to third. So Jake Meyer's now at third base. Team Gray opening this ball game up 6-0 so far in this ball game here in the top of the fifth inning. Pitch is taken for a strike on the outside edge. One ball, two strikes. Owen got on base the last time up. That was taken high. Two balls, two strikes, one out here, top of the fifth inning. Getting hot ears. Are you done talking to us? Well, Sawyer, it was good to have you in the booth, okay? Appreciate that. Thanks. Sawyer Overman, folks.
Yep.
So he's struck out. He's not the best in the biz for nothing.
Yep.
Two outs now. Someone struck out?
Yep.
All right, that brings Ricky Rodriguez to the plate. Ricky is Juan and Danielle's. Oh, third. That's a high floater up and over his head. This is Ricky Rodriguez, Sawyer.
Wasn't he the coach at Michigan for a while?
That was, was it Rodriguez? Rich Rodriguez.
Yep.
We beat him like a snare drum, the old Buckeyes did.
Yeah.
Actually, he might have been the last guy to beat the Buckeyes, if I remember right.
Oh, he did beat the Buckeyes.
Anybody remembers that? Did Rodriguez from Michigan. There's a swing and a miss right there by Rodriguez. Two balls, two strikes. I think he did beat us.
It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. In fact, he might have beat Trussell.
Yeah, that might be.
There's a called third strike for out number three. But in the inning, they pick up three more runs. And at the end of four and a half, great team leads 6-0. We go to the bottom of the fifth.
Hi, this is Jason Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kelp Pharmacy, we provide personalized pharmacy solutions, including custom compounding, diabetic shoes, compression stockings, home IV, medical equipment, and more. If you're looking for a new and creative solution to your healthcare needs, visit your local Calp Pharmacy or call 800-686-2314. Healthmark, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
The summer reading program at the library is going on now through July 17th. This year's theme is A Universe of Stories, and along with the reading program, there are lots of programs for the kids to enjoy that will be presented throughout the summer. Check their website for all their summer reading programs events at fortrecoverylibrary.org. A Universe of Stories, this summer's reading program going on at your library now through July 17th.
Stacy Fuller, member of the Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts. Stop down and see us this Sunday, June 30th at 7 p.m. for our area talent night. Come join us as we showcase local musicians and performers. For more information, please visit our website at fortrecoveryfriendsofthearts.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, Spencey, we're back here for the bottom of the fifth inning. Team Greg going to have some good defense and get the old bats a rolling here. They get two more bats at it. They trail 6-0 here, and they cannot afford to give up any more runs. Yep. They need to get the bats a rolling.
Yep.
So who we got on the mound now? We had Isaac Reisner. This is not Isaac Reisner.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. We had Jake Meyer.
Oh, yeah, wrong team.
I got a switch.
Yep.
We got to find out who we got on that mound now. Riley, find out who we got pitching again. He's a little fella. Let me see if we can figure this out.
Got a little bit of heat to him.
The Overman boys. It might be the McCain boy. it is Ian McCain. Good job, Cappy.
Yep.
I think he'd been playing shortstop.
Well, stepping in right now is going to be... he's coming.
Holly is next, so this will be coded Cole Lawler.
Ian is...
I believe that's Cole Lauber because of the color.
There I got it.
Yep.
Cole Lauber at the plate. Fourth grader, Robin Kelly's little fella. Steps in there to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. Takes the first pitch and the second pitch, both outside for ball two. Here comes the pitch. It's taken for a strike. Two balls and a strike to Cole Lauber. Swing and a miss right there. Good cut. Two balls, two strikes now. Team Purple looking to get on the old board. That's a swing and a miss right there. Swing and a high one. But it was a good cut.
Yep.
So Cole goes down swinging, and that's going to bring Tyler Collig to the plate. Tyler steps in there. Swing and a miss. Big cut.
Purple trying to get some runs on the board.
Yep.
So far, they've been a little on the unsuccessful side.
And yeah, I tell you what, these pitchers here for the old gray team have been pretty solid.
Yep.
Big cut right there. That was an outside pitch, but a nice level cut right there.
Yep.
The ball's two strikes. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on some high tees. Two up, two down. And that's going to bring Huntley Ward to the plate. Huntley is Stephen Mindy's little third grader. That ball's taken outside. Be nice to get a couple runs across the plate here for old Purple. Make this interesting.
Yeah, they're going to have to get a two-out rally going if they're going to score.
Yeah, two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. That's a ball right there. Two balls, no strikes to Huntley Ward. Ooh, swing and a miss at a high one right there. Two balls and a strike. Purple just can't get anything going here.
No.
That one's outside. Three balls and a strike. To be exact, Team Purple has had one base runner.
Ooh.
So far in this ball game. That's how good the pitching's been for the great team.
Well, Ian McCain seems like he might be at least as good as anybody else.
That's going to be a ball four.
Yeah. He's about as good as anybody else that's been out there. So.
Yep. And there's,
but they got a runner now.
That's base runner number two. So Huntley goes down to first, and that's going to bring Hudson McAbee to the plate. Hudson's a fourth grader. He's Todd and Angie's little guy. Swing and a miss right there by Hudson. It's a good pitch right there by Ian.
Yep.
That one's high. Runner going to take off, and Huntley Ward's going to end up at second base on a pass ball. One ball, one strike, two outs here, bottom of the fifth. Purple trails gray, 6-0. Ooh, swinging a low one right there.
Got away from the catcher, but he don't advance, so still at second base.
He's going to stay hanging in there. They need a bunch of runs. They ain't used to risk it.
Nope.
He'll score on a base hit anyway. That one's outside. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Deuces wild again here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Coach Feely down at first, trying to get his troops rallied here a little bit. Here comes the 2-2. That's high and gets past the catcher. Now the runner's going to advance.
Yep.
So Huntley's down at third base. Now we got a 3-2 count. Ian McCain in the windup. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be strike three. He goes down looking. That's going to do us for five complete innings. Team Gray leads 6-0.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern.
Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brook Street Tavern in downtown Broadway for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Coldwater American Legion will be hosting a poker run on Saturday, June 29th. All proceeds will benefit Mark Baker, who is battling major health issues. The poker run is not only open to motorcycles, but also to cars and party buses, so everybody can participate. Registration begins at 10 a.m. Blessing of the Bikes will be at 11:45, and the first group goes out at noon. The cost is $15 for each bike and $20 for a couple. First place is $250, and second place is $100. The ride will start and end at the Coldwater Legion with stops in Van Wert, Union City, Bern, and Ansonia. Food will be provided for all the participants, and will be a 50-50 drawing and an auction at 6:30 with OSU football tickets, four tickets for a private box at a Notre Dame football game, Reds, Dragons, and a lot more. And it'll all be followed by nightfall, providing the 80s rock until 11:30. Make your plans now to get in on the Mark Baker Poker Run on Saturday, June 29th, and stay for the big party after the run. Registration starts at 10 a.m. at the Coldwater American Legion.
All right, new pitcher on the mound here for Team Purple. It's going to be Scotty Leonard's out there. He's going to face, I think, Aiden Bozark. There we go.
Yep.
Very, very good.
He's a left-handed pitcher, so I couldn't see his face.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Get that rear down here. Aiden Bozark's been on two times so far in this ball game. Fourth grader, he's Jessica's son. So you said you were going home and have a rum and some lime juice?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Definitely some lime juice, some lime. Limeade.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, it's refreshing. Limeade?
I can, but I found some that it's pre-made and it's pretty good.
Where the heck you get limeade at?
Yeah, I was somewhere, picked some up the other day.
Never heard
but
of it.
But I think they have cans frozen at the Wayne Street Market. Like they have the frozen orange juice cans. Mm-hmm. I think they have that there. I'm going to be looking for that tomorrow.
Lime juice.
Yeah.
Limeade. Never heard of it.
Yep.
Leave it to Spencer.
It's like lemonade, only
tastes like lime.
It's lime, and it's just it's sweet-ish, and it's pretty good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Two balls, one strike here so far to Aiden Bozark. Nice pitch right there by Scotty Leonard. 2-2. Well, we lost a help in the booth. We got rid of little Overman boy.
Sawyer. Yep.
Sneak kitty.
Yes.
That's awesome.
He was pretty sure his last name was Overman.
Yep, that was funny.
I think.
Well, that's a swing and a miss right there, and Aiden Bozark goes down for out number one.
He probably was told not to talk to strangers.
So he wasn't too scared out. No. That was cute. No. As soon as I started talking to him, he's like, He sat down,
yep.
You know, got braver, sits down. I said, how about putting these on? He put them babies right on, didn't he?
Yep.
He liked listening there for a while.
Yep.
That's right there.
He might be one of our broadcasters in a few decades, a couple decades.
Yeah, no kidding. One ball, one strike to Gabe Meyer. Gabe has not reached base yet this game. Well,
Oh, the old ball field lights up really nice.
Yep. This is nice.
Yeah, this is set up
very
cool.
Nice. Yep.
Ooh, nice pitch right there. Balls two strikes now to Gabe Meyer. Here comes the pitch from Scotty. Swinging a miss. Got him swinging. So Goon goes down swinging for pitching the damn in a 14 purple. Two batters, two outs. That ball's taken a little bit outside. One ball, one strike now to the leadoff guy, Ian McCain. Doing a change. He's fired up.
Yeah.
The leadoff guy, he has not reached base so far in this ball game. I'd say he's due. There's a ball right there. Two balls and a strike.
I love it.
Did you play Little League, Spencer?
I was on a Little League team. I think I made contact.
Hey, there's a ground ball over towards the first baseman. First baseman's going to have trouble fielding it. He makes a heck of a play right there, folks. Gets out of his glove. He reaches back, finds the ball, reaches back for the ball. It's one heck of a play for out number three. So three up, three down. Nice job by Scotty Lawrence to hold him. And now they got to come up and get the old bats going. They got three outs to get six runs. We'll be back.
Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenance on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The National Night Out, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department, will be held on Sunday, July 21st at Ambassador Pool in Community Park from 5 to 8. This is a free event for all Fort Recovery area families, and children under 12 need to be accompanied by an adult. There will be a pool party along with free games and free food. Our police cruisers will be there along with the Southwest Mercer Fire Truck and the Squad 3 Ambulance. Come on up to Ambassador Pool and be part of the National Night Out on Sunday, July 21st from 5 to 8 p.m. Sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department. The Coldwater American Legion will be hosting a poker run on Saturday, June 29th. All proceeds will benefit Mark Baker, who is battling major health issues. The poker run is not only open to motorcyclists, but also to cars and party buses, so everybody can participate. Registration begins at 10 a.m. Blessing of the bikes will be at 11:45, and the first group goes out at noon. The cost is $15 for each bike and $20 for a couple. First place is $250, and second place is $100. The ride will start and end at the Coldwater Legion, with stops in Van Wert, Union City, Bern, and Ansonia. Food will be provided for all the participants, and there will be a 50-50 drawing and an auction at 6:30 with OSU football tickets, four tickets for a private box at a Notre Dame football game, Reds, Dragons, and a lot more. And it'll all be followed by nightfall, providing the 80s rock until 11:30. Make your plans now to get in on the Mark Baker Poker Run on Saturday, June 29th, and stay for the big party after the run. Registration starts at 10 a.m. at the Coldwater American Legion.
The weather's warm, and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt here at the Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to the vanilla. This week's flavor is peanut butter. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. You can also check out the Fort Recovery Dairy Facebook page to see the flavor of the week and all of our other specials. Try the yogurt flavor of the week here at the Fort Recovery Dairy, home of the Double Decker.
All right, here we go. We're getting ready. We've got the bottom of the sixth inning. Team Purple needs a bunch of runs here. And I believe we've got... yes, I got Andy Niekamp is up to the plate.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Yep, I believe this is Andy.
Yep.
But he calls him Landon, so I don't know if Andy's actually playing.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think that's the one we messed up before. So this is Landon Sidoff. This is Dusty and Carrie's little guy.
That might be where we got messed up.
That's where we got messed up before.
With the helmet on, I didn't think it looked like Andy, but with our helmets on, sometimes...
I know.
Andy wasn't playing tonight. That's how we got mixed up every time, I think.
Yeah, so our mistake.
Yep.
Hey, if they don't give the press the full lineup, how are we supposed to know, boys? So we got Landon Sidoff. Landon takes that one for a strike. Two balls, two strikes now. Ian McCain out there on the mound trying to close things up here for Team Gray. Steve Wright. Yeah, that was a strike right down the heart of the plate.
Yep,
Landon knew it, so... Out number one, and Team Gray is 2 outs away from winning the Major League Championship here in Fort Recovery.
Yep, McCain's pitching pretty well. A little smile on his face right now.
I think he gets that from his daddy.
I believe so.
That one's outside for a ball. Brady Evers, your batter. Swing and a miss right there. Good rip at him. One ball, one strike, one out here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Good cut again. There's nothing to show for it.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, this great team has been throwing some really good pitchers at them.
Yes. They're
hats good. Off to them. It started out with Carter Fortkamp and then Jake Meyer and now Ian McCain. That was just a little bit outside. Two balls and two strikes. Like we talked the last inning, you know, they've only had two base runners now. And we're in the last inning.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive for these little guys. Hey, there's a hard hit ball, and that's going to be a base hit for Team Purple. Nice job right there. Heck of a hit right there. So Brady with a nice piece of hitting right there, and that's going to bring Chase Feely to the plate.
Finally, another runner on for him.
Heck yeah. There's a nice pitch right there for a strike. Well, just like last night, you know, we talked to Coach Greasy, and he said that their team was down, had two outs, came back, scored six runs, and won that championship there at Minster.
Yep.
How crazy exciting was that?
That had to be awesome.
That one's going to get past the catcher, and Brady's going to head down to second base.
Yeah, again, if you weren't listening, between games, we talked to Coach Tony Grizzy and several of the, like, five or six of the players from that, I believe it's the Southern MAC Little League Championship.
It has to be Little League because...
Yep, Little League Championship team.
He said the next step was Pony League, so...
Yep.
See that little fake out there by that shortstop right there?
Yep, pretty neat.
Tried to fake the throw back to the pitcher. Ball got past the pitcher from the catcher, and shortstop scooped it up, faked his throw, and thought maybe that kid would step off the bag, and he did not. He held his ground. There's a nice pitch right there for a strike. Two balls, two strikes, one out here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Purple needs to get a bunch. Get back in this ballgame. They trail by six.
Six to tie, seven to win.
Coach Feely's still down there trying to get his troop riled up. That one's... going to be called for a strike, and that's going to be strike number three and out number two here in this ballgame. So now we roll back to the top to Isaac Reisner. Isaac 0 for 2 so far in the championship ballgame. Facing the hard-throwing Ian McCain. That ball's going to get past the catcher, and that's going to move the runner all the way over to third base. So Brady Evers now 60 feet away of the first run of the game here for the Purple. Two outs here. Braves down to one out. They can win the championship. One ball, no strikes. Swing and a miss right there. Here comes a 1-1. McCain with the sign. He fires in. That's going to be a ball high. I think if he stood up straight, it was a strike, and he bent down real low, and it was a ball. Good thinking by the hitter. That one's going to be outside. That's going to be ball three. So now it's 3-1. Milo Feely on deck here for the Purple Squad.
Really trying hard to.
Well, they want to get in here. They want to hit something. Absolutely. They ain't giving up. Here comes the pitch. That's a ball outside, ball four. So Isaac Reisner now down to first base, and this is the first time the Team Purple's had two runners on in an inning. And now with two outs, the number two hitter, Milo Feely, comes to the plate. Kane's got the sign. Throws that one in there. It gets away from the catcher, and Isaac Reisner now down to second. So Milo with a chance to drive in a couple of runs here and make this interesting. Got a good stance in the old batter's box, Spencer. Yeah,
he does look like he knows what he's doing.
Here comes the pitch. Inside again.
It looks like Kane's not getting his control right now. Needs to get that back if he's going to try to shut him down.
Through the last inning, and these little guys, you know, their arms don't last very long, but you know, his control might be struggling a little bit. He's probably through 40 pitches.
Yeah.
That one's outside. 3-0. Catcher getting some gear troubles down there. He's getting her straightened out for him. There we go. Three balls, no strikes. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runners at second and third. Purple trails by six. That's ball four. So now, Milo Feely down to first. Isaac Reisner's at second. And I believe it's Brady Evers is at third.
Yeah.
Bases are loaded. And Scott Lennox is your batter.
I think it's Overman. I think it's Cooper Overman.
What are you talking about?
Or am I looking at the wrong? Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the wrong team.
Yep. Yeah, this is.
Yep, sorry.
This is Scotty.
Yep.
Scotty 0 for 2 also in this ball game.
Yep.
This is going to sound dumb, but I think I just saw lightning out in the west.
Ooh. I'm pretty sure we didn't.
Oh,
heat lightning. Can't count that.
Some kind of crazy flicker. One ball, no strikes.
Probably
taken outside. Ball two.
Probably the field lights glaring off your glasses when you turned. I just off the edge.
It happens.
That's all that was.
Now it's two balls, no strikes here. Crazy game, old baseball.
Scotty hits that hard, and that is way over the head of the left fielder. One run scores. Two run scores. Here comes the third run. He's going to score. Scotty's going to take off and go to third, and he's going to be safe at third. A three-run triple by Scotty Leonard. How about that, folks?
He hit that one pretty good.
Now, all of a sudden, we got us a ball game.
Yep. Rally, rally, rally.
Beaver scores, Reisner scores, Feely scores. Scotty Leonard is now at third, and the tying run is on deck, Spencey. How about that?
Wow.
Crazy, crazy game of baseball.
Yep.
Ain't over till it's over, folks. He hit that ball an absolute ton. So Cole Albert now at the plate. Huge hit by Scotty.
Yes.
6-3 ball game now.
Kind of making it exciting.
Like I said, tying around back. Swing and a miss right there. No balls, two strikes. Now we're down to the final strike here for Team Gray. This little guy, he does not want to make that final out. Finds himself in a big hole, 0-2. Here comes the pitch. Oh, and he gets called for a strike a little bit high, but called for a strike, and Team Gray is going to win the championship, folks, and that's going to do it for the Major League game. Congratulations to Team Gray. We'll wrap things up here in a little bit. We'll be back in a second.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market has some real seller. Percent lean ground chuck patties, quarter package, for only $2.99. And for a great steak, how about their choice New York strips or ribeye steaks, trim ready to go in their grab-and-go section for just $6.99 a pound. Get out there and get grilling with these and other great grilling deals all through the store. Ground chuck patties, quarter package for $2.99, or ribeyes or New York strips for just $6.99 all summer long at Wayne Street Market, right here in downtown Fort Recovery, the best meat market around.
Well, congratulations. We're back here. We're back, and we got a team all fired up. Team Gray has been named the Major League champion tonight. Coach Justin Broad, they come out of here, and they, you know, had a big inning here in the fourth. They scored 5 runs in the fourth inning, and then they picked up one more in the fifth. And Team Gray just could not get anything going, or Team Purple could not get anything going, and all of a sudden they're in the last inning, Spencey. They get bases loaded, and Scotty Leonard lights him up with a triple off the out there to the fence. Scores all 3 of the runs. Hats off to Scotty Leonard. What a great ball game he had. And hats off to Justin Overman and come in. And their pitching was just lights out through 5 innings.
Very good.
The turning point of the game was when their pitching staff just came in and they held them to 2 base runners through 5 innings, Spencey. That was impressive. And for Coach Feely and his Purple squad, they never gave up. They came in, they scored 3 runs in the 6th inning to make things interesting, and they had the tying run on deck. So, you know, hats off to those young men. They tried and they fought the entire way, and I'm proud of both teams, Spencey, and it sure was fun to do this tonight. Thanks for asking me.
Now, this is our future, and it looks bright.
Yeah, it does. I mean, yeah, it does. There's a lot of kids. I don't know how many teams we got. I'm assuming we got like 4 teams maybe in this age group.
Yeah.
So, congratulations to both squads. Congratulations to all the teams, you know.
Yeah.
All the boys that come out and play, and all the girls that play softball. Yeah, Spencer, you said a mouthful. The future looks bright here for Fort Recovery baseball. And I tell you what, the softball team, the girls' softball team, they're getting better every year.
Yes.
And I think it starts right here at this age level. So,
yes, it sure does. And it's great to see the support from the fans, the parents, just regular people
absolutely.
With no kids
absolutely.
Involved.
Absolutely. There are people on here tonight watching
at least that many.
That's crazy.
And, of course, most of these young guys and moms and dads will be listening later tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they like to hear what we said about them. I hope it was all good.
I think if we said anything bad, we apologize.
If it sounded bad, it didn't come out right.
Yeah, that's right. We're proud as can be of all these kids and coaches and all their hard work and tip of the old hat to them, Spencer.
Yeah.
So
every coach, every player are just outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, for Dave Kopp and Neil Spencer, I think we're getting ready to sign off here tonight. We went through 2 championship ball games, and we saw 2 good ones. We saw 18-6.
a 6-3 ball game, and both ball games was great. So,
yeah. Yep.
Like I said, thanks for asking me, Spencey.
I really appreciate you doing it.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
So long.
Right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.